Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about what we learned from our first live event.
A lot.
Other than the fact that I do need 8 hours of sleep a night.
Oh. That's awesome. Yeah. That was funny. Yeah. We started it right off
the wrong way. So we spaced our beginning event and our intermediate event 2 weeks apart. And it's not enough time.
Thank goodness. I remember you, when we planned it, you're like, oh, just do them back to back. I'm like, I'm not sure back to back is the right way to go. And now I'm like, thank goodness we have a week in between, because there's so much that goes into this. I mean, really a lot.
In typical form, I believed it was going to fail right from the beginning, and it was a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge success. So for everybody, including us, we'll talk a little bit about it in a minute. And Jill said, no, it's going to be great. And it was.
Yep.
It's like everything.
I know it.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free. And as you're listening to us, please drop your questions into the comment section below.
Awesome. Carl asks, after listening to a podcast, I wasn't sure if Days on Market is available for land or just houses. Realtor.com doesn't have an option for land. Has anyone figured out how to look up this key stat for land by zip code?
Realtor.com absolutely has a category for land if you're using it in Windows-based Chrome. This is what I've noticed about Realtor. If you're using it on an iPhone versus using it in an IE versus using it in Chrome on Windows, it's a different experience. And certain stuff, like completed sales even, on Chrome, on a computer, work. Mm-hmm. It does not work on my Android phone. I don't have any experience on the Apple products, but, and maybe you don't, it doesn't matter. I just know that all the information's in there, and the data's actually in there, and it's extremely accurate. But the user experience is a very wide variance based on the browser that you're using.
Thank you. What's been your experience about the accuracy of the land?
Fantastic.
Data.
Realtor.com.
Do you like it?
And Redfin, by the way, in downloadable format by zip code. Redfin data has, no matter what device you're using it, has downloadable data right into Excel. So you can check days on market for just about any product type. I will tell you, land is not in Realtor.com at all. Redfin.com.
Okay.
You have to piece this together. It's a puzzle. You know, if it was really easy and there's just one thing to do, actually, really, there is, because that's what Land Academy 2.0 is.
Right. It's almost the easy button. But if it was an easy button, we almost don't want an easy button.
We don't want to just push a button. That's crazy.
Right.
Then everybody would do it, and then no one would make
exactly.
any money.
It's like the comment that we kept coming up with at the live event last weekend was, I want to be the last Land Academy member. Let's close the door.
I'm the last
That's
one.
That's it.
This is such a good idea. I'm making so much money at this. Let's not share it anymore. What
yep,
do you say
no
we just
more.
Close it all off?
Exactly. I love it. There's plenty of property. We got this.
There's 150 million pieces of property out there.
Yep.
It's going to be fine.
And other types that we're working on.
Today's topic, what we learned from our first live event. This is the meat of the show. Jill, you took notes.
I have three.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are my three. One I'm hiding from you. My first one is, I knew it, and it was nice to be confirmed it in person. We have done an awesome job of attracting the right people.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. We get really smart people.
Yeah, crazy smart.
Gosh, engineers, business owners, people with PhD. This, you know, for the majority of our group, when you say data, they're like, yeah, bring it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how it should be, because that's really what we're doing. So it was so nice.
Well said. We track, we're attracting the right people, Jill's right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a handful of people in every group that have trouble logging into a website, and forever will have trouble with that. And it transcends all generations all types of people. So, and there's always those people in the group, but man, like the vast majority of people we were amazed and they were amazed, and it worked out really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not blowing smoke, really, because I thought this whole thing wasn't going to work.
Isn't that funny? You do that every time. Even Land Academy, it's not going to work. That's not going to work. This isn't going to work. You know, I'm like, hold on. So, yes.
You ever hear, like, you watch a sitcom, and right before the sitcom starts, it says, XYZ is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Right. I always wonder what that was. Well, now I know. Because Jill and I spend a tremendous amount of time talking into a camera and into a microphone mm-hmm. with no feedback. Well, for the first time, we got some feedback, you know, live, real-time feedback about what we were saying. And it was great. Mm-hmm. One of the things that our staff, because our staff was sitting in the back watching everybody's reactions, and one of the things our staff was saying is people really responded well to when you conveyed this concept. If it doesn't make sense to you and you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Right.
Get a partner that wants to do it. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to talk on the phone and sales is not your thing, find a partner who does. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do data, find a partner who does. There's a room was packed and will be next weekend, packed full of people yep. who are on one side or the other. Partner up.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of partnerships that were developed.
That's true.
That's what I learned from this event. Networking is alive and well.
That's so true. So that's kind of ties into my 2 point that we talked about before this for you also is, you know, getting to have be able to ask questions. We have immediate feedback, and our attendees, our members, get immediate answers.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say, hold on a moment. Can we please see that one more time? I have a few questions. Mm-hmm. How great is that? You don't get to do that in the program. So
yeah, exactly.
That was so beneficial.
And everybody, no matter who you are, including us, there's always a something that comes really easily in some place where you have a speed bump or hang up, or, you know, you're sitting there saying, if I could only get rid of this one thing, I could take this thing to the moon. Mm-hmm. And so it's different for all people, fortunately. And that's what we were there to try to solve that. Mm-hmm. After looking back on it now, and I'm sure the next live event's going to be the same, it's either sales or lack of money. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean I don't have any money. What do? I mean, I have $50,000 and I burn through it every single month. And some of it comes back, some of it doesn't. And then, you know, you just need access to capital to do this right. So we have people, and they'll be here, the same people. Actually.
Like, we didn't plan it.
Yeah.
It just happened. Like, it was one of those things we didn't plan it. And people are just kind of raising their hand like, I can help you solve that problem. You know?
So the same people, there are people in our group with hoards of money. And, mm-hmm. and several of them we asked several of them to come back. Mm-hmm. to this next event because they were solving that problem for most of the people in the room who had it.
And everybody wins, by the way.
Yeah.
They're winning too.
Right.
That was amazing. The connections that were made were better than I expected.
You know what nobody had a problem with? No one. And it didn't come up, and it's never come up, is acquisitions.
Oh.
Nobody's sitting and saying, I sent this mail out, and I'm just not buying enough property.
You're right.
And no one's ever said that.
No, you're right. That was never an issue.
So here's the good news about that. That tells me then, any questionable acquisition that you're reviewing, because we reviewed a lot of people's deals there, just say no. Mm-hmm. There's another deal that's going to come in tomorrow.
Exactly.
If it's not priced right, there's something that's just, it doesn't feel good. You're questioning the access. There's an old man with a shotgun on the porch. Whatever it ends up being, mm-hmm. just move on.
There you go.
Pick the very best ones. Then you won't have any sales problems.
Do you know what the third thing I learned was? If this whole thing comes crashing down tomorrow, not that it's going to, but you know what I mean? If there's any...
Oh, I like the way you think.
This whole thing doesn't work tomorrow, I have a career in event planning. I know how to throw a party.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you've been like that since day one.
Thank you. That was fun. That's a lot of work.
Really good job.
I'm gonna make a few catering changes. We got it. It's gonna be awesome.
The number one question people asked me at this event was, "Are you guys gonna do this every year?
Right.
Can we come back next year?
Yeah.
Where do we sign up?
What's next?
What's next?
So we want to do this again.
We'll figure it out.
That was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have we'll come up. That would be kind of fun. I haven't thought about it. Maybe a first ever live event, you know, like bring everybody together, see who wants to come in and see where they are a year from now. That would be really cool.
Idea.
So the first event was a lot of beginners, and some people were brand new. Like, they just got the program a week before. They, you know, barely cracked the book open, and they're here just absorbing it all. So that would be really fun to do a year later. And some people have done a mailer or two, not real sure about it at the first one, but a lot were hadn't got that first one out. That was the whole point of the whole first event. Get over those hurdles, answer those questions, talk about picking a county, talk about pricing, talk about scrubbing, get into CoreLogic together. We did all that at the first event. So they left with either ready to go or darn near ready to go, get in the mail like this week. So that would be fun to see where they are a year from now. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
I just wrote it down. I think that's a fantastic point.
Thank you.
We should do it at the intermediate event, because the intermediate event, this one coming up this weekend, is packed full of people who a year ago, that's what I'm going to ask them. Where were you a year ago?
That's a good one.
You know, and I hope there's good stories. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be good stories.
Yep. That'd be really, really great. I'm excited.
Me too.
The intermediate event is shaping up to be maybe even larger than the first one. I'm not shutting it down. We'll see.
Enrollment.
What's that?
You're not shutting it down.
Well,
you're not,
I don't know when the show's...
Close the door.
When does the show air?
This show airs, I think, Monday.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry if you're listening now. You might have missed it. But for those of you, who got in...
Why is that spot?
Because my deadline's Monday at noon. So let's just sorry. But you know what? There will be another one. That's what we learned too at this event. It was wildly successful. The attendees and us got a lot out of it, and there will be more.
We also learned we have all these tools, you know, like Parcel Fact, LandPin, offers to owners, and on and on and on. And we learned which tools people love and which tools not so much.
Mm-hmm. Some they understand, some they don't. Some are still like going, wait a minute, we have Deed Perfect? Yep, yeah. We do.
Everybody loves Parcel Fact, everyone. Everybody loves offers to owners. LandPin? Not so much.
We're working on that. Thank you.
And that's good to get the feedback. Mm-hmm. We'll get it all straightened out. Well, you've done it again. You spent another 10 or 12 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss the three types of Land Academy members.
And answer your questions on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Well, I can't wait to address the three types of Land Academy members tomorrow. It's
going
to be a chance for me to rant a little bit.
Oh.
Because two of the types of members I adore.
Mm-hmm.
There is a type of member that not so much, it's not my favorite type of person.
I can't wait to hear what that is. I have no idea where you're going with that.
You can guess.
So,
I'm sure of it.
Well, okay. We'll save it for tomorrow. Hey, share the fun by hitting the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Or if you're new to our channel, like us and comment on what you'd like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.